a royal banquet for the king. Okay, you got the picture? And Haman is invited. Haman is invited. Okay, let's pick it up now, the story, in verse 8. Verse 8. Well, verse 5, then the king said, well, let's read verse 1. Let me read it quickly. Now it came about on the third day that Esther, the third day, three cross. Always keep things in mind of setting up something you want to feel going on. That Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace in front of the king's room. And the king was sitting on the royal throne in the throne room opposite the entrance of the palace. Women were not allowed to enter the throne room unless invited. And it happened when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, she obtained favor in his sight. That is favor to come into the court. And the king extended to Esther the golden scepter which was in his hand. All this has so much importance, but just superficially, this means you can come in. So Esther came near and touched the top of the scepter. Then the king said to her, what is troubling you, Queen Esther, and what is your request? Even to half of the kingdom, it will be given to you. Wow. See, one of the things that love will do, love gives. I want you to be in the realm of God the Father and Jesus Christ, what God the Father is going to give to his love, Jesus Christ. Next he said, if it please the king, may the king and Haman come this day to the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, bring Haman quickly that we may do as Esther desires. So the king and Haman came to the banquet which Esther had prepared. And as they drank their wine at the banquet, the king said to Esther, what is your petition? For it shall be granted to you. What is your request? Even half of the kingdom, it shall be done. So Esther answered and said, my petition and my request is. Okay, verse 8 now. Okay, here's the request. If I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition, and do what I request, may the king and Haman come to the banquet, which I shall prepare for them, and tomorrow I will do as the king says. Okay, now verse 9. Look how quickly happiness falls. Then Haman went out that day glad and pleased of heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai, this is a Jew taking care of Esther, in the king's gate, and that he did not stand up or tremble before him, Haman was filled with anger against Mordecai. People, there's so much here, but do you see how fast pseudo happiness can go away? How fast pseudo happiness. He went from being very pleased, glad and pleased, two words, to filled with anger. That's how quickly this thing can go. Now, Haman controlled himself, however, when went to his house and sent for his friends and his wife Zeres. Then Haman recounted to them the glory of his riches and the number of his sons. Haman's one of those kind of people you're around, he's going to tell you how great he is. I mean, this is my, let me tell you about all my riches and tell you about all my children and every instance where the king had magnified or exalted him and how he had promoted him above the princes and the servants of the king. Haman also said, even Esther the queen, let no